It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
When it's time to pick up dinner, you typically deliberate, you discuss, and you decide which fast food joint gets your $30. You think they're all different, but there's a darn good chance no matter which one you pick, it'll be Neil Aronson selling you the food. This guy bought a chain of ice cream joints back east, and ever since, he's been quietly collecting restaurant brands whenever they ran into financial trouble. Neil Aronson's company is now buying Subway for $10 billion. It's a crowning achievement, considering that not McDonald's, not Starbucks, but Subway has more restaurants than any other chain in the country. 20,000 of them, but Aronson's company already owns Jimmy John's. So this purchase of Subway, if it's allowed by the government, will put us at the mercy of Big Sandwich. A single company almost powerful enough to decide on its own what goes between two slices of bread. But really, Aronson decides what's on your burger, how much cinna goes on a bun, and even how much sauce on your wings. For his company owns Sonic, Auntie Anne's, Cinnabon, Culver's, Jamba Juice, Hardee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, Carl's Jr., Arby's, Baskin-Robbins, and a Steak and Cheesecake Factory. And yes, they own steak restaurants. 23 different chains. Neil Aronson decides what a lot of people will eat tonight, so if your burger is warmed over, if the lettuce is wilted, if the ice cream is melted, should you be stuck in the long line at the drive-thru, it is perfectly permissible to blame Neil Aronson, this 58-year-old Harvard MBA who stays out of the headlines making sandwiches, wings, burgers, cheesecake, and money.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.